Welcome to AM Best Audio.
J.D. Power's latest research takes a close look at how insurance customers really feel about artificial intelligence, where they see value, where they have concerns, and what insurers need to get right as adoption accelerates. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Craig Martin, Executive Director of Insurance Intelligence at J.D. Power. Craig, so glad you could join us today.
Thanks, John. Great to be with you.
So, Craig, your new report shows customers believe insurers benefit far more from AI than policyholders. What do you think is driving that perception?
You know, I think anytime, a company and insurers in particular are investing in technology, you know, the first thought is, who's going to really benefit? Well, of course, the people investing, they're investing because they're going to make more money or they're going to have better returns. So I think there's this natural kind of skepticism about, you know, who's going to benefit first, who's going to benefit most. But I think there's also this heavy focus on price in the industry, and it's really drives kind of that commoditization where are they caring about me or are they really caring about profits? And I think that's a lot of the challenges. How do you change that mindset of, you know, what's in it for me? And really, it's a lack of understanding. You know, what am I going to get out of this? Why would I benefit? Why would they do this other than for the sake of profit? So I think that's some of the challenges that we see right now, and why there's a little bit of healthy skepticism from the consumer.
You mentioned skepticism, and even with that skepticism, customers still seem open-minded about AI. Where do you see the strongest areas of optimism?
You know, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, in our daily lives, more and more consumers are using AI, and they can see the benefits they get. So there's an openness to things that I would call less risky. Where they feel like there's an efficiency or benefit. You know, I know I've used AI a number of times. My wife jokes, you know, she was a real big skeptic until she needed something quickly. She wanted to get a packing list. So she was like, give me a packing list for my kid going off to college and, you know, include these things first time. So it's stuff that's, I would call, you know, items that are non-risky. So if they make a mistake, if it's a problem, there's not a loss. It's also things that they can trust that there's some benefit to them. So efficiency, you know, we things like access to information. You know, people are already looking to go online. So if I can ask AI to do that for me, find me an answer quickly, I don't have to type in my searches. Things that are, I would say, lower risk, lower problems, but also kind of, you know, things that, you know, is more convenience right now than it is kind of concern. So if I need an answer and I need to have it right and be sure, I'm definitely going to be looking at a human rather than AI.
Yeah, you don't worry about an AI hallucination with a college packing list, do you?
No. If they get a little bit wrong and tell you to bring the dog and the cat, no big deal. You can figure that one out.
So the data suggests customers are comfortable with AI handling routine tasks, but far less so with more serious or complex needs. What does that tell insurers about where AI fits today?
Well, I think it's, you know, again, it's that crawl, walk, run. You want to introduce it. You can, and you need to communicate the value. What are we going to do? There's a level of transparency that is needed. How are we going to use this? What's the benefit? You know, that's kind of the truism we've seen forever in the introduction of technology. You know, you can bring the technology, show them the benefits, explain what you're going to do for them, but also make sure they're comfortable with it. You know, you don't want to go ahead and, you know, go straight to, hey, AI is going to do everything on your claims. We're going to remove all humans or the underwriting process. That gives people a lot of pause. You know, you're changing up dramatically what things are, you know, they're experiencing. Today, if I want to go and check on the status of my payment, you know, there's not a lot of danger in there. I'm already doing that online, or maybe I'll call a call center, but it's not like a high value task. So think about how do you walk them through that steps? How do you communicate it and also present the value? Hey, it's 24/7. You don't have to wait. We're always going to get this, you know, always on, always available. So that's where we see, again, you know, what is the benefits to me? It's speed, it's efficiency, but also how do you make it easy to adopt and take advantage of? Also think about learn from other industries. Where is this already being applied? Again, that's that kind of, hey, where is it not dangerous? In the travel industry, you see, hey, search for these different things, you know, for my next vacation. Not a lot of risk there. That's where you want to introduce things that are going to feel comfortable with the consumer. They can clearly see the benefits without feeling like, hey, that's risky, that's problematic, it's sharing my data. It puts me in a situation where I'm not comfortable with what you're doing with that technology.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Craig, how significant are consumer concerns around bias, fairness, and ethics in AI? And what expectations do customers have for insurers to address them?
You know, I think it's a fair concern. I mean, again, there's so much new technology coming out. There's so many new possibilities. So, you know, there is kind of that overabundance of caution. But, you know, we've heard of a lot of situations that come out. So you want to, I think there are valid concerns. We've heard about, you know, again, I won't go through all the different headlines, but, you know, it seems like every other week there's some new AI-based, you know, hallucination or other kind of, you know, probably a little less savory situation that comes out of AI and is doing something that we weirdly hadn't thought of. So I think it's really critical that people are addressing that, communicating, again, what are the guardrails? What are the controls? How do we make sure that any bias that might be occurring and kind of giving a little bit more color and commentary about what's happening? I mean, too often, you know, I think there's not enough conveyance of like, what are the guardrails? What are we doing to control this? And I heard a story the other day about, you know, the AI based, you know, like toys for Christmas. And, you know, there's some truly big horror stories that are happening. And that's a small sample, but again, imagine like, that's what people are hearing every week, every day. And so you need to be able to combat that with a clear explanation of how we recognize that could be a fear. And here's the things that we are doing as an organization to make sure you're protected, that this situation will not happen in our business, in our situation, in our relationship.
Based on your findings, what steps should insurers take right now to build trust as they introduce more AI into their customer experience?
I mean, I think step one is, you know, being clear as much as possible. I mean, you know, I think whenever we say AI, it's a huge term. I mean, what are we really talking about when technology has been in play for years to help with analysis? You know, it's automated tasks. There's a number of different things. So I don't think you have to tell them every last thing, but being clear about how do we use technology to help make things better for our customers, you know, so that building of trust and then communicating why it's good for them. I mean, we started off with this concept that consumers think that insurers are going to get most of the benefit. How do we reframe and talk about the benefits to the consumer? Faster processing, less effort. So, you know, no one likes paperwork and they want to think about how to get in quickly and easily and get all this information. Well, oftentimes that's AI helping to preload and preset information. So we think about that and think about how to make it the value to the customer and present it not about the technology, but what do they get out of it?
Looking ahead, Craig, what indicators will show that insurers are successfully balancing efficiency gains with maintaining customer confidence in an AI-driven environment?
You know, I think one of the most important things will just be that the customer doesn't generally think about the AI. I mean, one of the biggest indicators won't be that they're talking about AI, but rather they're talking about the improvement in efficiency, the improved confidence, their level of understanding of information. And that's what, in many ways, AI has this power of distilling down information, helping with communications, improving access. And so it's not going to be about, oh, I'm aware that they use some form of ChatGPT or Gemini or, you know, any number, you know, of these different technologies. Rather, it's an understanding that there's benefit to the consumer. So I think it's going to be, you know, scores on satisfaction studies. It's going to be ratings in the marketplace around, hey, my premiums are going down. And that's, you know, because they're more efficient, more effective, they're able to price better. Yeah, those are the type of things. Again, the consumer in the end doesn't care about the technology. They care about the outcome for them. And that really is about better service, better prices, better understanding. Those are the metrics that, you know, really will show up the value and the benefit. Because without those, you know, having all this technology, but the customer doesn't feel it, see it, and get some value out of it, it's going to be a lost cause for them.
Craig, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much.
That was Craig Martin, Executive Director, Insurance Intelligence at J.D. Power. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.